American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
Good evening. Welcome to American Legion baseball coverage tonight here on 1230 KHIS at home. Hastings 5 Points Bank getting set to take on Pleasantdale here tonight in a single 7-inning ball game as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig. And coach, sitting at 18-12 in the season. We're just, 2.5 weeks away from the area tournament. What about this team? Is it molding the way you thought?
You know, we're coming along. We've had our ups and downs, and I think, you know, we talked about them this morning in yesterday's practice. This being a new start of the season, we had a nice week break, had a couple good practices yesterday, had a good practice this morning, and hopefully we finish the season the way we want to.
Yeah, you had the weekend off. It's been far in between the weekends off here during the 2014 season. Did it come at a good time for you guys?
I think it did. You know, we were not wearing down, but we had a rough week or a long week with Kearney Brighton tournament, you know. So it came at a good time, I think. Hopefully we'll come in with fresh arms and a good attitude and finish the season strong.
Last week, losing to Grand Island Home Federal and then rebounded nicely with a win the very next night on the road at Lexington, winning by the score of 18-0. I know you were kind of disappointed with the GI Home Federal outing and losing 10-2, but you guys rebounded nicely the following night.
Yeah, you know, we've done a good job at the plate. That Lexington game, we needed a win, came out on the road. Anytime you can get a road win, we'll take it, especially against an area team. And you know, we came out and Lexington struggled a little bit throwing strikes, and we didn't expand our strike zone, didn't have any real bad at-bats. And you know, that's just a testament to the guys are doing a good job at the plate.
Zach Merrill throws a five-inning no-hitter in that contest, 4 strikeouts. Walk in that contest, pitched pretty well for you.
Yeah, he did, and we needed him too. We wanted, you know, Lexington we'd seen once, and Alex Mendoza done a good job against him, but going into that long break, we wanted to get Zach another start, and he came in and did a good job for us.
So now you've got to this ball game here tonight with a Pleasantdale, then you head into a tough tournament with the Mike Peterson tournament this weekend. You host your own tournament the following weekend. This is kind of going down to the wire as far as seedings for area tournament is concerned.
Yeah, we'll put them in when we get back on Sunday. We have to get our seeding in. Right now, with the records, if they stop today, we would be a third seed. So, you know, if we want to hold on to that seed, we're going to have to win tonight. We're going to have to win 3 or 4 this weekend and hold on to that seed, which is a pretty big seed. A 2 or 3 in our area will have a day off, the winner of that on Saturday, and play a team that's already had to play 2 games. So we want to come in with, you know, third seed, and if we can get that second one, we'd take that too.
Like we said, we're about 2.5 weeks away from the area tournament. Is there something we're still going to try to mold? Still something we're trying to find here in the final 2.5 weeks?
I don't. You know, we'll have to find some relievers. Those 9-inning games in the area are a lot different. We feel like we've got 3 or 4 strong starters, so we're looking for a little bit of relief help. Guys, we haven't had to use that maybe we will use this week and try and find those guys who wants to come in and throw strikes. You know, we're still juggling the lineup a little bit, but things are starting to kind of get to that point where starters are going to start and play every day, and guys are going to have to learn their role even more, start accepting their role.
It seems like consistency at the plate right now has been the big factor all season long.
Yeah, it has been. You know, our effort has been really good all year, and, you know, hopefully we'll start to see some progress from the effort we're putting in and into good at bats. You know, we've had good at bats, haven't always had the timely hitting, but, you know, keeping that effort and the approach that we go in, and hopefully we'll get those hits.
It seems like every once in a while a base stealing error occurs, a base running error occurs. Those are the things that are kind of magnified as the season wears on, especially when we get to the area tournament.
Sure, and it took us a lot longer this year to get rid of some of those, but we've been, I can't think any that we've had here recently that have hurt us. It's been a week or two. Hopefully those are behind us. You know, we've talked, our team, the way our hitting is, you know, we're hitting about 280 to 300 somewhere in there as a team, which, you know, that's pretty good, I think, for a senior team. We'd like to be a little higher, but when we get guys on base, we've got to make the other team get us out. We cannot give our base runners, you know, give outs on the base paths.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Pleasantdale as our pregame show continues after this.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me. Think fast. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball.
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
It's Hastings and Pleasantdale here tonight at Duncan Field, a team we saw earlier this season, Coach. I think the second game of the season, we beat them 9-2 on the road. What do you remember on this team?
Well, we started Zach Merrill that game, and they hit the ball. They put the ball in play against him. It was early. He probably didn't have his best stuff early in that season, but they're going to hit the ball. They're going to come in, hit the ball tonight, and we're going to have to be ready for them.
Alex Mendoza came in relief in that first ball game against this Pleasantdale team, and now we go back to him tonight. He'll get a start.
Right, he's kind of been our spot starter here. We got games doubleheader Thursday, doubleheader Friday, so Alex is kind of that rubber arm for us that we can throw on short days rest. So we thought we'd throw him tonight, give him Wednesday off, maybe Thursday. He'd be ready to go into that Friday and Sunday game that we'd have this weekend.
If he runs into trouble tonight, what do we go with as a reliever?
Right. Brady Staten will be our guy that we're going to look at if we're in a pinch and need him. He's kind of our fifth starter here. He would throw Sunday, which if he throws a couple innings tonight, that gives him 4 days rest. So hopefully we don't need him. Ryan Kern and I had talked about guys that we might have to have as relievers. Brock Dreher's come in a little bit for us. We would use him. Braden Valentine hasn't thrown since the championship game of that Roncalli tournament, but he's another guy that we know comes in and throws strikes. So
Pleasantdale and Hastings 5 points bank here tonight at Duncan Field. Something you want to concentrate on tonight? Something you want to improve with this team?
Right. We just want a good game, come out, play sharp after a long break. Hopefully we can come out, like I said, two good practices, come out with the W. Like I said, we need every win we can get going and keep our area seed.
Okay, Glenn.
Thank you.
Russ Kendig, head coach for our Hastings 5 points bank. Stick around. Sonny Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Pleasantdale tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your 5 Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, 5 Points Bank.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Duncan Field and Hastings, American Legion baseball coverage tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS, Hastings 5 Points Bank getting set to take on Pleasantdale for the second time this season. Hastings and Pleasantdale met way back in May. In fact, it was the second ball game of the year for Hastings, and they knocked them off on the road by a score of 9-2. Pleasantdale coming in, a record of 9 wins and 9 losses on the season. Hastings 18-12. Last week, Hastings 5 points back, splitting two games. They lost to Grand Island Home Federal here at home by the score of 10-2 and did not play very well last Tuesday. And then last Wednesday, they went on the road and beat Lexington in five innings by the score of 18-0. Zach Merrill was the winning pitcher in that ball game. He gave up no hits through five innings. Ryan Kern had a couple of base hits and three RBIs for Hastings. Sam Reimer and Zach Merrill had three RBIs as well. Hastings actually took the weekend off this weekend. It's been far in between this year. The Hastings has not played during the weekend, so Hastings 5 points back, looking to get back on track here tonight as they take on Pleasantdale here at Duncan Field. Get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Hastings 5 points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings, they will go with Brock Dreher leading off tonight. He'll be in center field. Brock is hitting .256 on the season. Jamison Cockrell will be in right field. He'll bat second. His average now at .366. Alex Pankin-Eben will bat third. He'll be at first base tonight. His average at .340. Mason Spilenick will be at third base. His average is at .313. He'll bat fourth. In the number five position will be John Blazer tonight, the designated hitter. His batting average on the year is at .333. Brooks Asher will be the catcher tonight. He'll bat sixth. His average now at .218. Zach Merrill will play at second base tonight. Merrill will bat seventh. His batting average at .303. Brady Staten is in there in the number eight position. He'll be in left field tonight. His average at .176. And then Sam Reimer down the number nine position. He'll be at shortstop tonight. Reimer with a batting average of .259. And it'll be Alex Mendoza on the mound tonight for Hastings 5 points Bank. His overall record, 2 wins and 1 loss. His ERA at 1.40. So Hastings will go with Dreher, Conquerel, and Pankin-Eben, Spilenick, Blazer, and Asher, Merrill, Staten, and Reimer in the starting lineup tonight with Alex Mendoza on the mound. For Pleasantdale, again, the record at 9 wins and 9 losses on the season. Kyle Burkhart will lead off. He'll be at third base tonight. Then we'll see Caleb Berkey, the right fielder. He'll bat second. Cody Burkhart will be the pitcher tonight. He'll bat third. Jason Menzik will be the shortstop. He'll bat fourth. Batting in the number five position tonight for Pleasantdale will be Trey Fry. He'll be the catcher. Brandon Keller will be the second baseman. He'll bat sixth. Batting in the number seven position is going to be Taylor Schultz. He'll be the left fielder. It'll be Burke Roth, the center fielder, batting eighth, and then Jordan Jensen, the first baseman, batting ninth. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by 5 points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Got the first pitch straight ahead. You're listening to Legion Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field tonight. American Legion Baseball action here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points Bank and Pleasantdale tonight. They'll get 9-9 of the season. Hastings 5 points Bank coming at a mark of 18 wins and 12 losses. After tonight, Hastings will play this weekend in the Mike Peterson tournament. That's always a tough American Legion baseball tournament throughout the state. They'll play in Lincoln this weekend. They had a game scheduled with Grand Island 5 points Bank scheduled for tomorrow night, but that game has been canceled, so it will not be played tomorrow. Hastings will play on Friday in the Mike Peterson Tournament in Lincoln. They'll play all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First ball game tonight was won by Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. They beat Pleasantdale by a score of 12-0. It was a five-inning affair tonight as JIH took care of business. 12 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Pleasantdale with no runs, 3 hits. They committed 4 errors. Hastings had a home run tonight from Cole Maurer, an inside the park home run. Breckham Reed had a triple for JIH tonight. Johnson Imperial Homes now 23-12 on the season. They will play in the Grand Island Hastings tournament coming up this weekend. They'll play Fremont in the opening round. That'll be Friday night at 7 o'clock. But Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes winners tonight over Pleasantdale in the juniors game by a score of 12-0. So Alex Mendoza is going to be your starting pitcher tonight for Hastings. Mendoza has thrown 25 innings thus far for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's making his 11th appearance of the season. Mendoza has 2 wins and 1 loss. He's got 2 saves to his credit. Out of those 25 innings, Mendoza has given up 24 base hits, 8 runs, 5 of those have been earned, 10 base on balls, and 12 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 1.40. So Alex Mendoza on the mound tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Around the diamond, you're going to have Brooks Asher behind the plate again tonight. Alex Paganiban at first base, Zach Merrill at second. Sam Reimer will be at shortstop, Mason Spolanek at third base. Out on the outfield, you're going to see Brady Staten out in left field, Brock Dreher out in center, and then Jamison Cockrell in right field tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Leading things off for Pleasantdale here in the top half of the first inning, we're going to see Kyle Burkhart. Caleb Berkey will follow him, and then we'll see the pitcher in Cody Burkhart. One of those guys get aboard, we'll see Jake Menzik. So we're about ready to get underway here tonight at Duncan Field in Hastings. Great night for American Legion baseball action, so come on out to the ballpark. It's getting a few-minute head start because the first game ran short here tonight. With Hastings winning, Johnson Imperial Homes. Temperature at game time is going to be 72 degrees, it looks like. Winds will be out of the north at about 16 miles per hour, so winds will be blowing toward the right field corner here tonight at Duncan Field. 370 down the line in left field, 367 out in right field tonight here at Duncan, 405 to the power alleys, and 408 to straightaway center field. Kyle Burkhart is going to come to the plate here for Pleasantdale. They come in here with their gray baseball pants and their white tops trimmed and lettered in blue. Hastings in their white bottoms tonight, their red tops, their white caps with their red bills, and Hastings scrolled across the front of that red uniform here tonight. As Mendoza, the right-hander, goes to work, and the first pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, nothing and one to Kyle Burkhart. So Alex Mendoza out there for Hastings. He's done a pretty good job this year, 1.40. His ERA is making his 11th appearance of the season. That's the most out of anybody on the pitching staff. There's a swing and a miss. Burkhart is behind on the count of no balls and 2 strikes. And Hastings beat this team 9-2. Earlier this year. In fact, their second ball game of the season out in Pleasantdale. 0-2 is the count. Next pitch is going to be a cold 3rd strike in the outside corner. So a good start there by Mendoza as he catches Kyle Burkhart looking here in the first inning of play. Caleb Berkey comes up there next. Caleb Berkey was 0-for-3 the last time these two teams played. Did not get on the boost pans for Pleasantdale. He's a right-handed hitter batting in the right-hand side here. And also playing out in right field tonight for Pleasantdale. Pitch comes in there for Mendoza. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes now to Caleb Berkey. Just underway here in the first inning. Next pitch is going to be in there. A breaking pitch. It's a called strike. It has 1 ball and 1 strike now to Berkey. Last time these two teams played, Zach Merrill and Alex Mendoza, the two pitchers that saw Pleasantdale. In fact, Mendoza threw 2 2/3 innings in relief against this team. Earlier this year, he gave up 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and he had 5 strikeouts. 1-2 the count with 1 man out. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Shallow right field coming on. Cockrell going out as a second baseman. Merrill, and he makes the catch. Nice catch by Merrill playing at second base tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He makes a nice catch defensively there with a 2nd out in his first inning. Now Cody Burkhart, the pitcher, is scheduled up there next for Pleasantdale. Looks like Burkhardt is going to stroll to the plate. He'll be a left-handed hitter, big tall kid here for Pleasantdale. As Cody Burkhardt will see Alex Mendoza for the first time here tonight. There's a pitch fouled back to the screen. Nothing and one to Cody Burkhardt. Burkhardt, he was 1-for-4 the last time up there when he faced Hastings earlier this year. Struck out in his 4 appearances. Burkhardt waiting on the pitch here from Alex Mendoza. Mendoza's pitch is on the way, and it's going to be a swing and a miss. Took something off of that one, and Cody Burkhardt way out in front of that one. No balls and 2 strikes. American Legion baseball action here tonight. From Duncan Field here in Hastings, here comes the next pitch, a fastball that's going to be outside for a ball. That's now 1-2 strikes. So entering about the third week of playing time now here at Duncan Field after their $3 million-plus renovation project. Ground ball. Right side of the diamond picked up by the first baseman, Panganiban. He goes over to Mendoza, the pitcher covering the bag, and the inning is over. Cody Burkhardt grounds out to the first baseman, Zach Merrill, who gets it to Alex Mendoza, sliding over from the mound to cover the bag at first. So Pleasantdale goes down in order here in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Pleasantdale, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS from Duncan Field, Hastings, and Pleasantdale here tonight in Legion coverage. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Hastings up there for the first time tonight. Brock Dreher, Jameson Cockrell, Alex Panganiban. First three guys to come to the plate. Then we'll see Mason Spilenick in the number 4 position if Hastings can get a base runner here in the first. Hastings 5 points bank now as a team is up there. Team batting average to .280. The pitching staff for Hastings has been pretty rock solid this year. Hastings with an ERA as a team at 2.39. We'll see if the bats can come alive here against Pleasantdale. Last time these two teams played, Hastings hammered out 13 base hits in the ballgame against Pleasantdale back at the end of May. This guy that we're going to face is Cody Burkhardt. He threw 3 innings of relief in that ball game against Hastings earlier this year. So Hastings actually seeing this guy for the second time as Cody Burkhardt is finishing his warm-up tosses on the mound here tonight for Pleasantdale, right-handed thrower. And Hastings anxiously waiting here. Ben Reimer heads down in the first base coaching box now for Hastings 5 points. And over here in the third base coaching box, Hastings first-year head coach Russ Kindig. 18-12 is the season for Hastings so far, the record. Hastings 5 points, won just 12 games all of last season. Brock Dreher comes to the plate to lead things off for Hastings here in the bottom half of the first inning. He jumps into the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the pitch to him as he'll be in there for his strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one to Brock Dreher. He starts the day with a batting average of .256. You're waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's on the way. A swing and a miss here. And Brock Dreher is behind on the count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dreher has got 21 base hits and 82 trips to the plate so far this year. He's got 1 double for his extra base hits. No home runs. 11 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. There's now 1-2 strikes. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the first inning. Dreher actually leads the team, and based on balls, he's got 26 of them this year. There's a ground ball left side. He gets through there. Picked up by a shortstop on the edge of the outfield grass. Long throw to the first base. Not in time. Kyle Burkhart, the third baseman, dives for the ball. Jake Menzik, the shortstop, right on the edge of the outfield grass, knocks her down from going into the left field, but a long throw over the first baseman, Jordan Jensen, was not in time. And Brock Dreher leads things off with a base hit here in the bottom half of the first inning. That's going to bring up Jameson Cockrell next, the right fielder. Cockrell has got a batting average of .366 and actually is tops on the team this year. Cockrell batting from the right-hand side. The pitch comes in there. A fastball is going to nick the outside corner right at the plate. Right at the corner of the plate, right at the knees on Jameson Cockrell. And the count of no balls and one strike. Brock Dreher is your base runner down there at first base. Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the first with no score. Next pitch is going to be up high. Now throw down to first base, not in time. Getting back in there is Dreher. Cockrell was scoring around the bunt there, trying to maybe move the base runner along, but take a pitch up high for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. Cockrell has got 26 base hits this year and 71 trips to the plate. Here comes the next pitch, hit to the left side. Shortstop, Menzik picks it. He picks it up. He goes to second base for one. Relay throw over to first, not in time. So they catch the lead runner down there at second base. Cockrell is going to get aboard on a fielder's choice. Brock Dreher is going to be retired on the play from short to second. Now there's one man out here in this first inning of play. Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. So Hastings out with a base runner at first base. That's Cockrell. With Panganiban coming to the plate. Pango, he's done the job this year. His batting average at .340 on the season. He takes a pitch that misses. One ball and no strikes. Panganiban 32 out of 94 from the plate this year. He's got 12 doubles. He's got one triple. No home runs. He's driven home 27 runs. Alex Panganiban batting from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Burkhart on the way. That one is in there for a strike in the outside corner. Pango now looking at a count of one ball and one strike. Panganiban has walked 11 times this year. He struck out 9 times. Leads the team in slugging percentage with a mark of .489. Here's the next pitch inside. Runner goes from first base. The throw down there is not going to be in time. A stolen base there for Jameson Cockrell. He is aboard now at second base. That's the 34th stolen base of the year. Or he sings in 45 attempts. As Cockrell gets a swipe there as he heads down to a second base. That's the first stolen base of the year for Jameson Cockrell. There's a ball that's going to be hit towards center field. Roth is under it and makes the catch. Burke Roth out there in the center field had to move about 2 steps to his left. And Panganiban will fly out to center field for the second out of this first inning. Hastings with a man in scoring position. Now there is second base. That's Jameson Cockrell. Mason Spilenick comes to the plate next. Spilenick is the third baseman. Mason has got a batting average to start today at .313. Spilenick will bat from the right-hand side as well. He is 83 for a check that 26 out of 83 from the plate so far this year. He fouls away the first pitch into the seats. Has nothing in one to Mason Spilenick. Just underway here at Duncan Field here tonight. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Pleasantdale and Hastings 5 points bank. Next pitch is going to be poked toward right field. Berkey over toward the foul line. He can't make the catch, but it falls in foul territory. Cockrell will have to head back to the bag at second base. Mason Spilenick now looking at a count of no balls and 2 strikes here at the plate. Spilenick so far this year, he's got 7 walks and he's got just 3 strikeouts. It is 83 trips to the plate officially. So Spilenick has been putting the aluminum on the old ball here this year, getting the ball in play with 25 singles and 1 double to his credit. No balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Berkey settles under it and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Mason Spilenick flies out to right field here in the first inning of play. Hastings scores no runs, 1 base hit, no errors, 1 left. We have played 1 tonight here at Duncan Field with a score. Pleasantdale, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. We're in the second inning of play. Hastings in Pleasantdale here tonight. In the top half of the second, Jake Menzig just flew out to center field to begin the Pleasantdale half of the second. Trey Fry is up there right now. He is the catcher. So back here at Duncan, Hastings in Pleasantdale here tonight. A single seven-inning ball game scheduled for us for Hastings in Pleasantdale tonight. Alex Mendoza on the mound. Here's a pitch down low for a ball. It is now one ball and two strikes to the second man up here in the second inning of play, Jake Menzik, the shortstop. So far as nobody has reached the base pads in this ball game for Pleasantdale. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, so the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Trey Fry in that first ball game between these two teams, 0 for 3 at the plate. Pleasantdale had 8 base hits in the contest against Merrill and also Mendoza in the first time around. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes. American Legion baseball coverage tonight brought to you in part by Hastings Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take time to know you. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Member FDIC. There's a swing and a miss by Trey Fry, and he goes down and strikes a high fastball. Second strike out of the ball game now for Alex Mendoza. And coming up there next is going to be Brandon Keller. He's the second baseman. So Keller comes to the plate. He's batting from the right-hand side. Keller did not play in the He was in the lineup. He was 1 for 3 in the contest against Hastings earlier this year. Had an RBI, a base on balls, and he had his strikeouts as Hastings beat Pleasantdale earlier this year by a score of 9-2. Next pitch can be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Pleasantdale 9-9 on the season. This is a team that plays mostly Class C opponents throughout the season. Moving up here to face Class A opponent Hastings here tonight at Duncan Field. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. There is now two balls and one strike. Area tournament's going to be starting here in about 2.5 weeks across the state of Nebraska. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hitting the air towards center. Brock Durer comes on and he can't get there. It's going to fall right in front of him for a base hit. So Brandon Keller gets a base hit here for Pleasantdale as he singles to center field. Taylor Schilt, the left fielder, is scheduled up there next. Schilt will come to the plate here. He'll bat from the right-hand side. So the first base hit of the ball game for Pleasantdale comes off of the bat of Brandon Keller. They've got a runner on now at first base. Hastings will hold him on defensively with Panganiban over there. Here's the next pitch. Hit it to the left side. Picked up by Spilinick at third. His throw to first base is going to be in time. So the base hit doesn't hurt Hastings. Taylor Schilt is retiring the play from third to first. They end the second inning of play. Pleasantdale, they score no runs, a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Pleasantdale, nothing. Hastings, nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods. Save! Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field tonight, American Legion baseball action here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Pleasantdale here tonight. So each team with a base hit through the first inning and a half or so. Hastings coming to the plate now here in the bottom half of the second inning. And I have John Blazer, Brooks Asher, and Zach Merrill. Any one of these guys get aboard, we'll see Brady Staten here in the second inning of play. In the pitcher for Pleasantdale is going to be Cody Burkhardt as he comes back out here in the second inning. Gave up a base hit in inning number one to Brock Dreher. So here's John Blazer. He's the DH in the ball game tonight. Batting average is sitting at .333 on the season. So Blazer getting some time here tonight as the DH as he steps in there from the right-hand side, and he drills that ball to left center field. That's going to be trouble. It's in the gap. Taylor Schilt runs it down out there around the bag. It's first base on his win. His second is Blazer, and he'll stand up there with a double. So the very first pitch that he sees from Cody Burkhardt, he drills it in the gap to left center field, a double for John Blazer to lead off the second inning of play. For Blazer, that is his third double of the season. That is his 18th base hit. So John Blazer continues to hammer the ball. He started the day with a batting average of .333. Now we'll see Brooks Asher coming to the plate next. Asher is the catcher here tonight, batting average at .218 in the season. As Asher will take a pitch out on the outside corner for a strike, nothing and one to the St. Cecilia Blue Hawk. Asher, 19 out of 87 from the plate so far this year. 16 singles, and he's got three doubles, no triples, no home runs. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman. He bobbles it. He goes to second base. Did he hang on to it long enough? Yes, he did. All right, so Brooks Asher lines out. Asher lines out to the third baseman. He bobbled it and it fell out of there, but the base umpire says, yeah, he held on to it long enough. He tries to go to second base to double up John Blazer, but Blazer is back in there easily. So there's one man out now here in the second inning of play. That's going to bring up Zach Merrill next, and he takes a strike in the outside corner. So a good play there by the third baseman, Kyle Burkhardt, at third base. A line shot off of the bat of Brooks Asher. Catches the ball and then tried to double up the base runner at second base, Blazer, but he was back in there easily. It's only one out here now in the second inning of play. Zach Merrill to the plate next for Hastings. Takes another strike in the outside corner. Merrill behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. Starts the day with a batting average of .303. Next pitch is going to be up a little bit high. One ball and two strikes now. Zach Merrill has a batting average of .303. 20 base hits and 66 trips to the plate so far this year. He's behind on the count now with one ball and two strikes to Cody Burkhardt. Here comes the next pitch from Cody. Hit right towards second base, fielded there by Keller. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time. Zach Merrill is retired in the play from second to first. Keller to Jordan Jensen. That moves the base runner along to third base now, but now there's two men out. And Brady Staten comes to the plate next. Staten is the left fielder here tonight. His batting average is sitting at .176 on the season. Brady's got just six base hits and 34 trips to the plate. Batting in the number eight position tonight for Hastings, 5 points. Here comes a pitch by Cody Burkhardt. It's going to be outside for a ball. Want to know the counts. So Brady Staten up there for Hastings. He has walked 9 times. He has struck out 11 times this year. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses inside. And the count now with 2 balls and no strikes to Brady Staten. No homers and 7 RBIs for Staten so far this year. Chance to drive one home here with the base runner down there at third base. Here comes the 2-0. That's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. 2 balls and 1 strike now. Sam Reimer would be next for Hastings. And then the top of the order again and Brock Dreher. Hastings looking for their 19th win of the season here tonight against Pleasantdale. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. That's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count with 2 men out near the second inning of play. Plenty of deuces on the scoreboard here tonight at Duncan. Here comes the 2-2. It's going to be a called third strike on the outside corner, and he strikes him out. That's going to be strikeout number 1 in the ball game for Cody Burkhardt. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit. The double by John Blazer to lead off the inning. No errors on Pleasantdale. One man left on base. We go to the third inning with a score. Pleasantdale 0, Hastings 0.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Earlier tonight, Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes took care of Pleasantdale 12-0 in 5 innings. Hastings now 23-12 on the season. They'll play Fremont Friday night at 7 in the Grand Island Hastings tournament. No score here in the seniors ball game between Hastings 5 points back and Pleasantdale. Alex Mendoza working out there for Hastings. Burke Roth is going to lead things off for Pleasantdale here in the third. He'll be followed up by Jordan Jensen, the first baseman. At the top of the order again, and Kyle Burkhardt. Here comes a pitch by Mendoza. A big swing and a miss there by Roth. He falls behind on the count. No balls and 2 strikes. By the way, in the World Cup today, the World Cup soccer tournament, Belgium beat the United States 2-1. So the tournament run is over for the U.S. They lose to Belgium today in the knockout round 2-1. Next pitch here is going to be down low for a ball, 1-2. So Burke Roth, the center fielder up there for Pleasantdale, facing Alex Mendoza here tonight. There's a pop fly, and it's going to get out of play here on the left field side. That remains at 1-2. Roth was 1 out of 3 from the plate in the first meeting with Hastings. He scored a run, had 1 base on balls, and he had no strikeouts in that ball game. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Hits it on the ground towards short. Reimer scoops it up, and he goes to first base a little bit low, but it's dug out of the dirt there by Panganiban. So Burke Roth is retired in the play from short to first, and that's going to bring up Jordan Jensen next to first baseman. So Mendoza, he's allowed only 1 base hit so far in this ball game as we're batting here in the top of the third inning. Jordan Jensen up there for the first time tonight. Jensen will bat from the right-hand side. Jordan Jensen digs in here. Mendoza gets his sign from Brooks Asher, the catcher. There's a pitch that's going to be inside for a ball. That's 1-0. Jensen wanted to pull the trigger and did not. He was 3-for-4 against Hastings in that first ball game. So he got on the base pads here as Pleasantdale hammered out 8 base hits in the ball game against the Hastings pitching staff. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, 1-1 the count now, to the number 9 hitter in the batting order, Jordan Jensen. There's the next pitch. It can be fouled back to the screen. And Jensen is now behind Alex Mendoza at 1-2. So far, Mendoza has been able to get ahead of the hitters through the first 2 2/3 innings here. Duncan tonight. One man out here in the third. No score between Hastings and Pleasantdale. Next pitch, a breaking pitch. Head on the ground towards short. Reimer's got it. He bobbles the ball, and he's going to be safe over there at first base. Jordan Jensen's going to get aboard here. Reimer at shortstop moves to his left out there toward the bag at second base. He scoops it up and then bobbles the ball and trying to make the throw to first base. And Jordan Jensen is going to be safe over there at the bag. That's the first error on Hastings so far in the ball game. And now with one man out, the top of the order is going to come up there. And Kyle Burkhart, the third baseman. Burkhart started the ball game by striking out against Mendoza. So Kyle up there for the second time. Batting here in the right-hand batter's box. Squares around the butt, pulls it back, and now the ball gets away from Asher. But staying at first base on the play is going to be Jordan Jensen. The pitch was a strike in there on Kyle Burkhart. Asher had problems handling the pitch behind the plate. No balls in one strike. One man out here in the third. Alex Mendoza now works from the stretch with that runner on over there at first base. That's Jordan Jensen. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low. And the count down with 1-1 to Kyle Burkhart. American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Here's a breaking pitch. It's going to stay down low for a ball. And now Kyle Burkhart is ahead on the count at 2-1. Mendoza looking toward first base. Panganiban will hold that runner on over there. Here's the next pitch hit right to the third baseman. Mason Spillett goes to second for one. Reload throw to first base. That's going to be in time. Hastings turns a double play here to get out of the third inning. Spillett to Zach Merrill to Alex Panganiban. That was a 5-4-3 double play to get out of this third inning of play. So Pleasantdale, they score no runs on no hits. One error on Hastings. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings nothing, Pleasantdale nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We'll mention the area tournament's coming up in about 2 weeks from now. Hastings 5 Points Bank will play their area tournament this year at Billwood Field out in the North Platte. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes on the juniors level will get to host the Area 7 baseball tournament. That will be played here at Duncan Field. Beginning in just a couple of weeks, eight tournaments at the end of the month. Hastings nothing and Pleasantdale nothing here tonight as Hastings will bat in the third inning now, the bottom of the third. Sam Reimer coming up there for Hastings, the shortstop, the number 9 hitter. Then we'll see Brock Dreher and Jameson Cockrell. Hastings with a couple of base hits so far, one in each inning, but nothing across the plate in this scoreless ball game as Pleasantdale will come to the plate now with a pitch from Cody Burkhart. His pitch is a check swing. They appealed down to the first base umpire, a late appeal. He says, no, he didn't go around with it. So it's 1-0 to Sam Reimer. Next pitch is in there for a strike of the inside corner. So now it's even up at 1-1. Brock Dreher had a base hit in the first inning. John Blazer had a double in inning number 2, but Hastings has left a couple of base runners stranded. There's the ball hit on the ground toward right field. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Picked up on the roll there by Caleb Berkey, and Hastings has their third hit of the ball game by Sam Reimer. Reimer out of the number 9 position continues to getting some offensive punch here. His batting average to start today has been at 259. He's come up with some big hits the past couple of weeks out of that number nine position. So now let's see if Hastings can get something going here in the third. Brock Dreher comes to the plate next. He had a single in the first inning of play. Dreher started the day with a batting average of 256. Burkhardt now works from the stretch. Here's a pitch that's going to be bunted. Burkhardt grabs it, and there's nobody at first base. So an infield mistake there. Burkhardt fields the ball right there toward the foul line down the first base side, and he was going to throw it to first base, but nobody was over there. That was a usually Brandon Keller, the second baseman, should have slid over there to cover the bag at first, and the shortstop would have covered the bag at second. But the pitcher, Burkhardt, just looks up. Nobody was there. Base was completely empty. So that's going to be an easy base hit there by Brock Dreher. He's now 2 for 2 in the ball game. Hastings has got base runners at first and second base and nobody out here in the inning. Jameson Cockrell comes to the plate next. He squares around the bunt, lays it down the third base side, charging Burkhardt. He grabs the ball, and again, beating the throw out there at first base is going to be Jameson Cockrell. The second baseman that time, Brandon Keller, was a little slow in getting up there to cover the bag at first. Cockrell's got some good wheels. He races down to the bag at first, and now Hastings has got the bases loaded. Sam Reimer is over there at third base now. Brock Dreher is on at second base. Jameson Cockrell is on at first base. And now one of our best hitters, Alex Panganiban, comes to the plate. Hastings with nobody out here in the third inning. Five base hits now in the contest for Hastings, 5 points. Panganiban pops one up, and it's going to be in foul territory, grabbing the ball in the first baseman, Jensen, and he makes the catch. So Panganiban is going to foul out to the first baseman, Jordan Jensen. That is the first out of this third inning of play. And now Mason Spillenick comes up there next. Spillenick, he flew out to right field his first time up there. So Hastings with a golden opportunity here in this third inning of play, laying down some bunts. Reimer, Brock Dreher, Jameson Cockrell all aboard now at third, second, and first respectively. Mason Spillenick to the plate. He drills out into center field. Backing up is going to be Roth, and he makes the catch out there. Tagging up at third and scoring on the play is going to be Sam Reimer. So Burke Roth initially, he took steps backward and then he come flying in and he makes a catch down along the ground. He hangs on to the ball. Coming in to score on the play is going to be Sam Reimer. So now there's two men out. Mason Spillenick flies out to center but produces an RBI. So Hastings now has got a 1-0 lead. Now they're going to throw the ball at third base to appeal down there. I thought maybe Reimer took off early. The base umpire says no. So it's a 1-0 ball game. Hastings has got the lead. Here comes John Blazer to the plate next. Blazer had a double in left center field back there in inning number 2 to start things off. A throw to him. Burkhardt's pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Hastings still with base runners on at first and second base. Cockrell is on at first base. Brock Dreher is aboard at second base. Next pitch is going to be hit again in left center field. A hard hit ball giving chase and not going to get there. It's over the head of Roth. Two runs are going to score. At second base is going to be Blazer, and he's got back-to-back doubles so far here in this ballgame. John Blazer gets another double. This one drives home two runs. Coming in from second base to score is Brock Dreher. Coming around from first base and scoring easily is a Jameson Cockrell. So John Blazer, the DH in the ball game here tonight for Hastings 5 points bank, has hit the ball hard twice in his first two attempts. He's got a couple of doubles. Hastings now with a 3-0 advantage over Pleasantdale. And coming to the plate next is going to be Asher. Asher lined out to the third baseman, Kyle Burkhardt, back there in the second inning of play. Here's a pitch by Cody Burkhardt. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. No balls and one strike. So John Blazer so far has been the hero in this ball game. The first three innings, there's a ball hit toward right field. Another hard hit ball backing up is going to be Berkey, and he makes the catch. Caleb Berkey makes the catch out there in right field for Pleasantdale. That will end the inning as Brooks Asher flies out to right field. But Hastings, they scored three runs here in this third inning of play. Three runs on three base hits. No errors on Pleasantdale. And one man left on base for Hastings 5 points bank. We have played three. The score, Hastings 3, Pleasantdale nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings finally cracks the scoreboard here. 3-0 is the score. Hastings 5 points out on top of Pleasantdale here tonight. Alex Mendoza comes back out there to throw for Hastings in inning number 4. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight between Hastings and Pleasantdale. Head coach Russ Kindig wanted Mendoza to get deep in the ball game tonight. Hastings has got a busy weekend. In fact, they'll play 2 games on Thursday, 2 games on Friday, and then a game on Saturday, actually a game on Sunday at the Mike Peterson tournament down in Lincoln. So Hastings will use up a lot of pitchers this weekend, and he's hoping that Mendoza, who's been a spot starter for Hastings all season long, can get late in this ball game here tonight to save the pitchers for this weekend's tournament. 3-0 right here. Hastings 5 points out on top of Pleasantdale. This is a Berkey coming to the plate to lead off the fourth inning. Caleb Berkey, he's the right fielder. He flew out to second base his first time up there in inning number 1. So he is 0-for-1 tonight, and now he's ahead on the count here at 2 balls and no strikes to Alex Mendoza. Alex working from the full windup. Here comes the next pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, 2-1. Brooks Asher behind the plate for Hastings here in this ball game tonight. Alex Panganiban is playing at first base. Zach Merrill getting a rare start at second base tonight for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch, and on the ground toward third, Spelenik picks it up on a couple of hops. He goes to first base. It's going to be to the home plate side of first base, and then Panganiban tries to tag the runner there, and the ball bounces out of his glove. So Berkey's going to get a board here for Pleasantdale. The throw by Mason Spelenik would have been in time, but the throw was to the home plate side of first base. And Panganiban tries to reach back there to tag him out, but it goes bouncing out of his gloves. So that's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings. Berkey's going to get a board here, and that's going to bring up Cody Burkhart, the pitcher. There's a throw over to first base that's not in time. Berkey is back in there. So an error is going to be chalked up here on Hastings here in this fourth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be outside and high. And the count now on Cody Burkhart is going to be 1 ball and no strikes. So Burkhart is the pitcher. He bounced one back to the first baseman, Alex Panganiban, back there in the first inning of play. Runner stays put at first base as a pitch from Mendoza is going to be outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. Mendoza sent Pleasantdale down in order in the first inning, gave up a single in the second inning. Got a double play to help him out in the third inning of play. There's a high fly ball toward left. Grabbing the ball is going to be State, and he makes the catch. Cody Burkhart flies out to the left fielder, Brady Staten, here in the fourth, and that's going to bring up Jake Menzik next, the shortstop. Sam Reimer is playing at shortstop tonight for Hastings with Mason Spelenik at third. Then out of the outfield, you've got Brady Staten out in left field who just made that last catch. Brock Dreher is at center, and Jameson Cockrell is out in right field. One man out, one man on for Pleasantdale here in the fourth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes now to Jake Menzik. He flew out to center field his first time up there. Mendoza now working from the stretch. Throws one to the plate, fouled back to the screen. And the count is at 1-1 to Jake Menzik. Panganiban will hold on the base runner over there at first base. Everybody else pretty much at regular depth here. Hastings defensively against the shortstop for Pleasantdale, Jake Menzik. Waving the club in the right-hand batter's box. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is outside to throw down there by Bricks Asher. Not in time. Asher had a little trouble getting the ball out of his glove there after he got the pitch. Alex Mendoza, head-first slide down there by Caleb Berkey. The throw was not in time, so he stolen base there for Berkey. They've got a man on now in scoring position at second. Pleasantdale trailing in the ball game, 3-0. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Left side coming over toward the fence is the third baseman Spilinick. And does he make the catch? Yes, a nice catch over there right near the chain link fence. There are the Hastings dugouts. Mason Spilinick makes a nice catch in the ball over at third base to retire Jake Menzik. So he fouls out to Mason Spilinick at third. Now there's two men out for Pleasantdale here in the fourth inning. Trey Fry comes up there next. Fry is the catcher. He struck out his first time up there in inning number two. So a great defensive play there by Mason Spilinick, the third baseman for Hastings. And here comes the pitch now by Mendoza. A swing and a miss. No balls and one strike. Asher fakes the throw down to second base. Getting back in there quickly was Berkey, the base runner for Pleasantdale. Two men out for Pleasantdale here in their half of the fourth inning. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-0. Mendoza working from the stretch. Off-speed stuff here, throwing outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Trey Fry. In the first meeting between these two teams, Fry was 0-for-3 at the plate against Hastings way back at the end of May. There's a throw down to second base, and diving back in there is going to be Berkey. Covering the bag there was Sam Reimer, the shortstop. Fry is your batter here at the plate for Pleasantdale. There's kind of one ball and one strike, two men out here in the inning. Again, Mendoza wheels towards second. They throw it to second base. That one was close. Just getting back there was Berkey, the base runner for Pleasantdale. Right-handed tag on the base here. Again, he takes his lead down there, and a pretty good one at that. Mendoza climbs back on top of the hill. Big lead down there at second base, and now wheeling towards second and holding on to the ball is going to be Mendoza. Berkey's taking a good lead down there at second base again. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away back over the screen. And the count of one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 the count to Trey Fry. If he can get aboard, we'll see Brandon Keller. Pleasantdale batting here, top half of the fourth inning. They've got just one base hit so far in this ball game. Hastings with an error. Here comes the next pitch, some off-speed stuff, and a called strike on the inside corner, and he strikes him out. A great pitch thrown there by Alex Mendoza. That's going to be strikeout number three in the ball game for Alex. That retires Pleasantdale here in the fourth inning of play. They score no runs on no hits, one error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score, Hastings 3, Pleasantdale nothing.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Hot deals mean sweet dreams from Furniture Direct. Now through July 7th, you'll find hot deals on cool mattresses. Queen sets start at only $249. Our Beauty Rest queen sets are as low as $599. Choose the mattress set that you really want and then take up to 48 months with no interest financing with approved credit. Hurry in during the hot deals through July 7th, only at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball tonight. Hastings out on top of Pleasantdale by a score of 3-0. Hastings looking for their 19th win of the season here tonight in this ball game against Pleasantdale. Already beat them once earlier this year, winning by a score of 9-2 in Pleasantdale. So Hastings going to come to bat now in the bottom half of the fourth inning with a lead here. Caleb Burkhardt will come back out, or Cody Burkhardt's going to come back out for Pleasantdale to throw this fourth inning. Hastings going to send up the lower third of the order here in the inning. Zach Merrill Brady Staten and Sam Reimer. When those guys get aboard, we'll see Brock Greer. So Zach Merrill comes to the plate. He grounded out to second base his first time up there. Batting average is sitting at 303 on the season. And he will take a pitch there right on the outside corner for a strike. So Merrill is behind on the count of no balls and one strike. Zach so far this year, 20 base hits in 66 trips to the plate. Batting from the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Burkhart. It's on the way. It's going to be in there for another strike. Nothing and two now to Merrill. Zach, he has walked 14 times so far this year, and he has struck out 10 times. Behind on the count here at 0-2. Next pitch is going to be outside. That one just misses. Good eye there. Merrill has now got a count of one ball and two strikes. Merrill's got five doubles to his credit so far this year. No home runs. 14 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be outside down low. Ball gets away from the catcher. Back to the screen on the count of two balls and two strikes. Merrill has scored 11 runs so far this year. He's got 14 RBIs. As he steps in there, waiting on the pitch, it's on the way, and it's going to be fouled back to the screen. So the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Kansas City Royals are playing tonight in Minneapolis against Minnesota. The Twins out on top of KC by a score of 5-1. They're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. That game airing tonight on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. There's a nice pitch thrown there by Cody Burkhart. He's in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number two in the ball game for Cody Burkhart. Brady Staten comes to the plate next. Staten is the left fielder. He struck out back there in inning number two for Hastings. To end the inning, Staten started the day with a batting average of 176. So Brady Staten comes up there for the second time tonight. He fouls away the next pitch. Out of play, nothing and one. Staten has got six base hits and 34 trips to the plate coming into the ball game tonight. He's got a double to his credit, no home runs, seven RBIs. Staten has walked nine times. He struck out 11 times this year. They count no balls and one strike. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Cody Burkhart, he doesn't really work too quickly out there on the mound. Takes a lot of time between pitches. Now he looks in for the sign. He's got it from Fry. Here comes some off-speed stuff to the plate. That one misses outside. And the count of two balls and one strike. Hastings, three runs, five base hits. They've got two errors in the ball game tonight. Pleasantdale, no runs, one hit. They have not yet committed an error. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Menzik has got it. His throw to first base. That's going to be in time. Nice play there by the first baseman, Jordan Jensen. A long stretch over there by the first baseman, Jensen. The throw was a little bit low. Jensen digs it out, and then he keeps his foot on the bag to record the outs. Brady Staten is retired in the play from short to first. 2 men up, 2 men down for Hastings here in the fourth inning. Sam Reimer comes up there next. Reimer, he had a single and scored a run back there in the third inning. Started the day with a batting average of 259. Waving the bat. Now here's the pitch to him. He'll be popped up. Going to stay in the infield. First baseman goes over toward the mound to grab it. That's Jensen. And Hastings down in order here in the fourth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We played four tonight. This one scheduled for 7 at Duncan. The score, Hastings 3, Pleasantdale nothing.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings is going to have a new pitcher now. Ryan Kern is going to come on and throw. So Alex Mendoza, he's going to go the first four innings here tonight. He gives up no runs and only one base hit, but Ryan Kern is going to come on to pick up an inning or two here at the end of the ball game, as this one is scheduled for 7 here tonight. Alex Mendoza, he ended up striking out three guys here in the ball game, and he did not walk anybody. So a pretty good outing for Alex Mendoza tonight. Four innings pitched, no runs, one hit, three strikeouts, no walks. Ryan Kerr now on the mound for Hastings. 5 points bank here in this one, as he will come on here. Ryan Kern so far this year, we'll check his numbers. Kern has thrown 6 2/3 innings for Hastings. He's making his fifth appearance here tonight. One win and no losses, no saves. Out of those 6 innings, he has given up 6 base hits and 5 runs. All 5 of those earned. 5 base on balls and 3 strikeouts. Very first pitch is going to be hit toward right field. A diving grab out there in right field. Did he make the catch? Yes! Great defensive play there by Jamison Cockrell. Hastings making some great plays defensively behind their pitching staff here tonight. It was not hit very hard. Looked like it was going to be a blooper out there in right field, but Jamison Cockrell, who can cover a lot of ground out there in right field, makes a diving catch. He goes tumbling to the ground, holds up the ball down there to indicate that he's still got it, and records the out under Brandon Keller. So he flies out to a right field to begin this fifth inning of play. Taylor Schilt, the left fielder, comes up there next. He grounded out to the third baseman back there in inning number 2. So Hastings playing very well defensively in the ball game tonight. There's a hard hit ball, though. Left center field, they're not going to get to that one. Brock Greer chases it down out there in left center. Moving into the second base and to play a stand-up double is Taylor Schilt. So that is the second base hit of the ball game now for Pleasantdale. The first one off of our relief pitcher, Ryan Kern. So Hastings has got a 3-0 lead here in the ball game, but Pleasantdale has got a man on at second base. Burke Roth is going to come to the plate next. He's a center fielder. Roth, he grounded out to shortstop his first time up there. He's 0-1 tonight. So Pleasantdale gets a base runner now here in the fifth. They square around the butt. Good one. Fielded there by Kern. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. That's the second out. Roth is retired in the play from pitcher to first, moving down to third base on the play on the sacrifice. It's going to be Taylor Schilt, but now they've got a man on at third with 2 men out. Jordan Jensen, going to the plate next. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Reached on an error back there in inning number 3. Ryan Kern goes to work on him, and that's going to be a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. So Ryan Kern working his seventh inning of the season here tonight. There's a swing and a miss. He goes after an outside pitch there. Nowhere close to that one. No balls and 2 strikes now to Jordan Jensen. Jensen in the first ball game between these two teams was 3-4. He was batting in the number 3 position at that time. There's a ball hit right back to Kern. He can't handle it. It's picked up by Reimer. It's short. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. That one nearly took the head off of the pitcher, Ryan Kern. But moving over to the bag at second base was Sam Reimer, the shortstop, who scoops it up like a vacuum sweeper and gets it over to first base to record the out. So Hastings, a good defensive inning right there. Pleasantdale is head off the scoreboard again here in the fifth. No runs on a base hit. The double by Taylor Schilt to left center field. No errors on Hastings. And one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning with a score. Hastings 3, Pleasantdale 0.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me, think fast. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball!
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
Tyrone, you got schooled.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points back with a lead here tonight over Pleasantdale. The score is 3-0 as we head to inning number 5 here tonight. Bottom half of the fifth inning. Hastings coming to the plate here. We have at the top of the order Brock Dreher, Jameson Cockrell, and also Alex Panganiban. If one of these guys get aboard, we'll see Mason Spilenick staying out there for Pleasantdale. On the hill is going to be Cody Burkhart. He's going to work into his fifth inning tonight. He's went all the way. He's going to have 3 runs and only 5 base hits here tonight. There's a bouncing ball toward third, foul territory. Burkhart has struck out a couple of guys here in the ball game, and he has not walked anybody as well. So nobody's walked anybody here in the contest here tonight. Both pitchers have been right around the plate. Ryan Kern now in relief for the starter for Hastings, Alex Mendoza. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside, and the ball gets away from the catcher, Trey Fry. Nobody on the base pads right now for Hastings. The count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning here tonight. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right. That's going to curve over into foul territory. 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Again, Hastings, Johnson Imperial Holmes, winners in the first ball game over Pleasantdale, 12-0 earlier tonight. That game was stopped after 5 innings by the 10-run rule. Hastings hammered out 12 runs and 7 base hits. They committed 2 errors in the ball game. Pleasantdale with no runs, 3 hits and 4 errors. We saw a home run tonight inside the park variety by Cole Maurer of Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes. So J.I.H. now 23-12 on the season. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count remains with 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings Johnson Imperial Holmes will play in the Grand Island Hastings tournament this weekend. First round game will be Friday night at 7 against Fremont. 2-2 the count here. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fifth. They're out on top by a score of 3-0. Cody Burkhart winds and delivers. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Minnesota continues to lead the Kansas City Royals tonight 5-1. They are in the top half of the fifth inning in Minneapolis. Next pitch is going to be hit to the right side over here in foul territory. It's going to get out of the play. So the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baltimore leading Texas in Major League Baseball tonight. Bottom of the eighth inning. The score is 8-3. Tampa Bay leading the New York Yankees 2-1. They are in the top of the eighth inning. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. That's going to get down in the gap for a base hit. Berkey's going to chase it down around the bag at first. It's going to be Dreher. He's already at second base. He stops there as the throw comes in. So he stand up double for Brock Dreher. That's the third double of the ball game here tonight for Hastings 5 points. Don Blazer's got a couple of them here for the hometown team. Brock Dreher, he doubles here for Hastings. So they got a base runner in the fifth inning of play. Brock Dreher, he gets his second double of the season. So Dreher is aboard here in the fifth inning. There's nobody out. There's coming to the plate next is going to be Cockrell. He hits one toward third base. Looks the runner back to second. His throw across the diamond is going to be in time. So Cockrell is retired in the play from third to first. Third baseman Kyle Burkhart looking that runner toward the second base back to keep him right there. Makes the throw over to first baseman Jordan Jensen to record the out. So now Hastings has got a base runner on at second base. There's one man out as Alex Panganiban comes to the plate next. Pango, he is still hitless in the ball game here tonight. Blew out to center field in the first inning, and he fouled out to the first baseman back there in inning number 3. Panganiban starts the day with a batting average of .340. Standing here in the right-hand batter's box, next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. It's going to curve, and it's going to get out of play. So they count no balls and 2 strikes now to Alex Panganiban. Panganiban so far this year, he has struck out 9 times. He has walked 11 times. He leads the team with 32 base hits here this season. He's got 1 triple, no home runs. Driven home 27 runs. Here comes the 0-2, a curveball that's going to be in there. Or did it hit him? No, it hit him right on the, looks like the left hand. And he's going to be given a free pass here. So no base on balls tonight, but that's the free pass there as Alex Panganiban is hit by a pitch. And now Hastings with runners on at first and second base here in the fifth inning with one man out. Mason Spilenick comes to the plate next. Spilenick, he flew out to right field in inning number one. Flew out to center field in inning number three. Fouls away this first pitch back to the screen, nothing and one. Hastings doing all their damage so far in this third inning. Had a couple of infield singles. Had a two-run double by John Blazer. And that's the advantage so far, 3-0. Hastings has got the lead. Here's Spilenick. He fouls away the next pitch. And he falls behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. American Legion Baseball tonight from 1230 KHIS. Also online, as usual, at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Duncan Field, temp in the lower 70s here tonight. There's a bouncing ball right back to the pitcher. He can't handle it, but the second baseman does. Steps on the bag and throws to the first base. That's in time. So Spilenick gets into a double play. The pitcher, Cody Burkhardt, could not handle it, but the second baseman was right there. As Brandon Keller gets over near the bag. He just steps on the bag to get the force out there on Panganiban. And then relay throw over to Jordan Jensen, who's going to be in time. So Mason Spilenick hits into a double play to end the fifth inning for Hastings. Hastings 5 points. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on Pleasantdale. One man left on base. We go to the top of the sixth inning now with a score. Hastings 3, Pleasantdale nothing.
Summer is here, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is your clothing destination. From modern fit to traditional, flat front to pleated trousers, Gary Michaels carries a broad selection of sizes from shorts to extra longs. Select a suit, dress shirt, and tie valued up to $550, now just $349. Don't miss this sale. New markdowns on summer sportswear, including shorts, polos, silk camp shirts, and tees. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and now open on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field, American Legion Baseball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points back with a lead over Pleasantdale. The score is 3-0. Kyle Burkhardt going to lead things off for Pleasantdale here in the sixth. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Burkhardt at the top of the order for Pleasantdale. He is 0-2 so far in this ball game. He has struck out once. He's into a double play. So Ryan Kern goes back to work. There's a bouncing ball toward third. Spilenick has got it. He knocks it down. Long throw to first base in time. Another good defensive play there right on the foul line by Mason Spilenick. He knocks the ball down and bobbles the ball, picks her back up, and gets it across the diamond to Alex Panganiban to record the out. So Burkhardt is retired in the play from third to first. Caleb Berkey comes up there next. He is the right fielder. Berkey, a little shaver, as he digs in there from the right-hand side, not very tall at all. Berkey has flown out to second base. He's reached on an error here in the ball game, so he's officially 0-2. Berkey takes a look at the pitch there. It's on the outside corner for a strike. No balls and two strikes. So Ryan Kern came on in the last inning, gave up one base hit as he faced four batters. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. So Berkey is out there in the right-hand batter's box. He was 0-3 in the first meeting between these two teams. A 9-2 win by Hastings over Pleasantdale. Second game of the year, way back in May. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low. And they got a one ball and two strikes. One man out for Hastings here in the sixth. One man out for Pleasantdale here in the sixth. Next pitch, he could be outside for a ball. And now, after getting ahead of the count of no balls and two strikes, Berkey is even up the count here at 2-2. Kern working quickly. Next pitch is swung out and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number one in the ball game for Ryan Kern. And Cody Burkhardt comes up there next. Cody Burkhardt, he's the pitcher for Pleasantdale. He has went all the way on the mound tonight for the opposition. At the plate, Burkhardt is 0-2. He grounded out up there in the first inning of play, and he flew out to left field in inning number four. He takes a pitch here. It's going to hit on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to Cody Burkhardt. Again, Kern gets his sign. Here comes the next pitch. Hit in the air again. Left side, and it's going to get out of play. It's up here in the seats, and the count of no balls and two strikes now to Cody Burkhardt. Get all your schedulers. They're going to indicate a game tomorrow night for Hastings 5 points back against GI 5 points, but that game has been canceled and will not be made up. There's a ball hit down the line at left field again, spilling and giving chase. He runs into the chain link fence down there, but this time he can't make the catch. Good effort there by Spilinick. He's a little slow in getting up, but he's all right. Bounces back to his feet. He'll return to the third base bag here for Hastings. So Hastings will not play Grand Island 5 points tomorrow night. Instead, they'll play in the Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend. Evidently, GI 5 points had some league games that they had to make up. Did not have a slot on their schedule to play Hastings 5 points back, so that game has been wiped off of the slate for tomorrow night. So Hastings, after this one, will get ready for the Mike Peterson tournament this weekend. Games on Thursday and Friday. In fact, they'll play two games Thursday, two games on Friday down in Lincoln. Then they'll have Saturday off. Then they'll come back and play a game on Sunday. No balls and two strikes with 2 men out. Here comes the next pitch by Kern. The ball hit back up through the middle. Kern knocks it down. Another good play is thrown to first base. It's going to be in time. Kern kind of grabs that one right behind him. As he backhands the ball there and makes a nice play on the ball, Cody Burkhardt is retiring the play from pitcher to first. Hastings looking very good defensively in this ball game here tonight. Pleasantdale, they scored no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score, Hastings 3, Pleasantdale nothing.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings 5 points back with a lead here over Pleasantdale tonight. The score is 3-0. Hastings going to bat here in the bottom half of the sixth. Cody Burkhardt will stay out there for Pleasantdale. He's went all the way here. Has not pitched too shabby here for the opposition. He's given up 3 runs and 7 base hits. This guy has struck out a couple of men for Hastings. He has hit one batter and has not walked anybody yet. So Hastings now will send up John Blazer, Brooks Asher, and Zach Merrill. That'll be numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. And then we'll see Brady Staten if anybody can get aboard here in the sixth. John Blazer, he's had a terrific night tonight. A couple of doubles to his credit. Driven home a couple of runs. There's a ball hit toward right field, but right at Berkey. He misjudges the ball and it goes over his head. On his way to second base is going to be Blazer. Blazer's going to take off. He's going to be waved at third. And Blazer is in there at third base. A ball that was misjudged out there by Caleb Berkey. Berkey was moving in on the ball and then looked up and it was going to sail over his head. He finally got his glove up there. It goes bounces off of his glove. And they're going to give John Blazer a base hit. So Blazer with 2 doubles, a triple, and 2 RBIs so far in this ball game, and he's standing on the bag at third base. So a mistake there. It's not going to go down as an error, but definitely a mistake by Caleb Berkey out there in right field. Here comes the next pitch to the plate on Brooks Asher. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Asher is the catcher for Hastings. He's lined out to third base so far. He's flown out to right field. He's 0-2 so far tonight. So out of the day with a batting average of .218. Ball hit the third base. Now the runner comes from third to throw at the plate. Not in time as the catcher drops the ball. Trey Fry. So John Blazer is going to score. Asher knocks one home there. The ball is hit on a couple of hops to Kyle Burkhart at third base. John Blazer went on the hit. He slides in there at the plate. The throw from Burkhart to Fry would have been in time, but the catcher drops the baseball. So John Blazer is safe at the plate, and that makes it a 4-0 ball game now here in the sixth inning of play. As Asher brings one home there for Hastings 5 points. Zach Merrill is going to come to the plate next. Merrill so far tonight is 0-2. There's a throw down to first base, and back in there is going to be Asher. Merrill so far, he's grounded out once. He has struck out once. Started the day with a batting average of .303. Merrill was the winning pitcher the other night as Hastings destroyed Lexington in their last outing by a score of 18-0. And now the head coach for Pleasantdale is going to stroll to the pitcher's mound here to discuss things with his pitcher, Cody Burkhart. In fact, the entire infield is also in the little conference call out there to the mound. Hastings now out on top of Pleasantdale by a score of 4-0. One run in here in the sixth inning. Brooks Asher is down there at first base, and Zach Merrill has got a kind of one ball and no strikes here at the plate. And now the home plate umpire is going to go out there and break things up. Players scatter like flies as they head back to their respective positions. And Zach Merrill will re-enter the right-hand batter's box. Hastings looking for their 19th win of the season here tonight. They're 18-12 coming into this ball game here tonight. Pleasantdale has played some pretty good competition this year. Their record is sitting at 9 wins and 9 losses. Basically a Class C opponent playing a Class A opponent tonight in Hastings. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away down the first base side. And the count on Zach Merrill is sitting at 1-1 now. Brady Staten would be next, then Sam Reimer. Brock Dreher would then come to the plate for Hastings as we're batting in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Asher taking his lead down there at first. He'll stay put as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside now, a throw down to first. That's not going to be in time. Asher is back in there. Merrill now looking at a count of 2-1. Hastings with 1 stolen base tonight. They got 34 now in the season in 45 attempts. Asher taking a pretty good lead down there right now at first base. Merrill waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It's going to be hit towards center field. Coming out and making a diving stab at the ball is Roth. He can't come up with it. It gets by him. On his way to third base on the play is going to be Asher. And Asher will stay put there at third. So runners are going to be on at second and third base now. That was Burke Roth out there in the center field. Unable to come up with that one. He makes a diving attempt. That's going to be a double given to Zach Merrill. That's going to be the 9th base hit now for Hastings here in the ball game. Asher moves around to third base on the play. Merrill is at second. And now he's going to be run for down there at the bag at second base. Or is he? Nope, Merrill's going to stay out there. He'll run at second base. Brady Staten is going to come to the plate next. 4-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. Staten takes a whack at that one and fouls it away. Brady Staten so far tonight is 0-2. He has struck out once. He has grounded out once. So on the day with a batting average of .176. So Staten with a chance to drive a couple of runs home here with a base hit to the outfield. Here comes the 0-1. The ball is going to be hit right to short. Picking up on the hop is going to be Menzik. He goes to first. That's going to be in time, but a run scores. Staten is retired in the play from short to first. But coming in to score on the play is going to be Asher. So Hastings with a couple of runs in now here in the sixth inning. That gives them a 5-0 lead now over Pleasantdale. And coming to the plate next is going to be Sam Reimer. Actually, Ryan Kern is going to come to the plate next. So Kern is going to come to the plate and bat now for Hastings. in this number nine position. So Kern batting here in the sixth inning of play. Working from the stretch is going to be Cody Burkhart. Runner is on at second base. That is Zach Merrill. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Want to know the count. So Ryan Kern is up there for the first time tonight after coming on in relief. Batting average on the year is sitting at 239. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a bouncing ball towards short. Grabbing it there. And now going to second base on the play. He's not in time. Kern is going to get a board here. The shortstop, Jake Menzik, had all the notions in the world to go over to first base to catch Ryan Kern, but Zach Merrill was a little bit off of the bag at second base. Instead, Menzik at the last second reaches up and tries to tag out Zach Merrill at second base and missed him down there. So everybody's going to be safe. Kern is aboard at first. Merrill stays put at second. There's one man out here in the inning. Menzik probably should have went over to first base to record the out to get two outs here in the inning. But now Hastings lays down a bunt on the third base side. It's going to be a nice one. Fielded there by the third baseman, Burkhart. He throws the ball to first base. It gets by the first baseman. Merrill is going to score. Coming around at third base and scoring again is going to be Kern. So Hastings scoring a couple of more runs. Zach Merrill comes in to score for Hastings. Also scoring in the play is going to be Kern all the way around from first base. And getting aboard at second base is going to be Brock Dreher. So Brock Dreher gets a board here to drive home a couple of more runs. And now coming to the plate for Hastings is going to be Jameson Cockrell. So Cockrell comes to the plate. Seven to nothing is the score now. So a base hit there by Brock Dreher as Jameson Cockrell comes up there next. He's reached on a fielder's choice. He's at a single, and he is grounded out so far here in the ball game. Hastings three hits here in the inning. They've got nine for the ball game. There's only one bat out. Here comes the next pitch by Cody Burkhart. It's going to be in there for a strike. And he gets ahead on the count here to Jameson Cockrell with no balls and two strikes. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hastings putting this baby away. 7-0 is the score. With a runner on down there at the second base, here comes the next pitch way over the head of the batter, Jameson Cockrell, as he ducks away from that one. Cockrell started the day with a batting average of .366. Leads the team in batting average. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's hit right back out in front of the plate. Fielded by Burkhart. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. Runner stays at second base. So Jameson Cockrell is retired in the play from pitcher to first. And that's going to bring up Alex Panganiba next. So this is going to be the eighth guy to come to the plate here in the sixth inning for Hastings. Panganiba, last time up there, he was hit by a pitch in the fifth. He fouled out to the first baseman in the third and flew out to center field in the first. So he's 0 for 2 so far tonight. Panganiba started the day with a batting average of .340. Pango leads the team in base hits. Also leads the team in doubles and triples and in RBIs this year. He takes a pitch there on the inside corner for a strike. Nothing at one to Pango. Panganiba also leads the team in being hit by a pitch. He's been beaned five times this year. Here comes the next pitch, and on the ground towards short, Menzik on a couple of hops. He goes to first base. The throw is low. It gets by the first baseman, Jensen. Coming around from third base and scoring on the play is going to be a Brock Dreher. And ending up at second base on the play is going to be Panganiba. So a throwing error there on the shortstop, Jake Menzik. That makes it an 8-0 ball game in favor of Hastings 5 Points Bank. Runner is on at the second base. And now coming to the plate is going to be Mason Spilinick next. Mason Spilinick, he's hit into a double play. He's flown out to a center field. And he's also flown out to right field so far in the ball game. Pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hastings has scored five runs here in this sixth inning of play. They've now got an 8-0 lead. There's a big swing and a miss by Spilinick, and the count is now even up at 1-1. Spilinick started the day with a batting average of .313. So this was a tight ball game through the first five innings, but Hastings has gotten to this pitcher, Cody Burkhart, here in this inning. There's a ground ball towards second, fielded there, and the throw to first base. It's going to be in time. Mason Spilinick has retired in the play from second to first, but Hastings scores five runs here in the inning. And now we go to the top of the seventh inning with a score. Hastings 8, Pleasantdale nothing.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings going to have a new pitcher out here for the seventh inning. Brady Staten is going to come out and throw now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Staten has thrown 22 innings so far this year. He'll be making his eighth appearance of the season. His record of 2 wins and 3 losses on the season. Brady Staten has given up 19 base hits, 19 runs. 7 of those have been earned. 14 base on balls and 7 strikeouts. ERA at 2.27. So Ryan Kern, he goes 2 innings tonight for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He gives up no runs. He gives up only 1 base hit. He struck out 1 and walked none. So the Hastings pitching staff has been very good tonight. Alex Mendoza started tonight for Hastings. He went the first 4 innings, gave up no runs, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts, no walks. Ryan Kern for 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 strikeout, no walks, no runs. And now let's see what Brady Staten can do. There's a ground ball towards short, and it's doubled right there. And the base runner here for Pleasantdale to lead things off here in the seventh inning. Jake Menzik is going to get aboard here on an error on Hastings. So Hastings records their 3rd error of the ball game. And now the catcher, Brooks Asher, goes out there to have a couple of words with his pitcher, Brady Staten. So coming up there next is going to be Trey Fry. Fry, he has struck out twice so far in the ball game. So Sam Reimer bobbling the ball there at second base, or rather at shortstop. This is Trey Fry coming to the plate next. Here's the pitch to him. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one. Brandon Keller would be next, and then Taylor Schilt. If Pleasantdale can get something going here, there's a throw to first base, and just getting back in there is Jake Menzik. So Pagan Eben is still over there at first base. He'll hold on the runner for Hastings defensively. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed. They got no balls and 2 strikes now. So Brady Staten is the 3rd pitcher used by head coach Russ Kindig in this ball game here tonight, with Hastings now comfortably ahead of 8-0 is the score. We're at the top of the 7th. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. So Pleasantdale will have to score 8 runs to continue this ball game. There's a throw to first base again, and Staten can catch the base runner down there. Back in there standing up with Jake Menzik. The count here at the plate at no balls and 2 strikes to Trey Fry. Here's the next pitch. He'll be onside for a ball. It's now 1-2. Fry backing out of the batter's box and taking a look at the 3rd base coach down there. He rolls through the signs. Here comes the next pitch now by Brady Staten. It's on the way. It's going to be down low. Asher having problems locating the ball. Now he locates it, and runner staying put at first base. One ball and two strikes now to Trey Fry. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game tonight for Hastings 5 points. Have a chance to talk with Russ Kindig before we get out of here tonight. Next pitch is going to be a called third strike in the outside corner. Fry didn't like it, but next the outside corner for a strike. Strikeout number one now for Brady Staten here in the seventh inning. And that's going to bring up Brandon Keller next. Keller, so far, he has singled, and he has flown out to right field. So he is one for two so far tonight, batting here in the seventh inning. Again, a quick throw of the first base. Benzik is back in there. Pleasantdale with just three base hits so far in the ballgame. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up out toward the center field. Brock Dreher comes on. Dreher comes on, and he makes the catch. Brandon Keller, he flies out to center field. Pleasantdale with only two base hits so far in the ballgame. They had one back there in the second, one in the fifth inning of play. So the Hastings pitching staff has been very good in this ballgame tonight, basically going with their number five starter and Alex Mendoza and their bullpen with Ryan Kern and Brady Staten here tonight. That's a good sign. Taylor Schilt coming up there next. He's the left fielder. He is one for two so far tonight. He's got a double. That was back there in the fifth inning. So Schilt has got one base hit. The other one was Keller. Had a single back there in the second. Other than that, zero for Pleasantdale. Here comes the fastball inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Taylor Schilt. If he can get aboard, Burke Roth would come to the plate here for Pleasantdale. There's two men out here as Hastings tries to finish off this one here tonight at Duncan Field. Here comes the next pitch by Staten. Way up high for a ball. Now to throw down to first base. Not in time. So two balls and no strikes on Taylor Schilt. Again, your schedules will indicate a game tomorrow against Grand Island 5 points here at Duncan. That game has been canceled and will not be made up. Hastings will play in the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln coming up this weekend. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It is now two balls and one strike to Taylor Schilt for Pleasantdale. Very good defense tonight. Very good pitching. And Hastings has hammered out 10 base hits as well in the ball game. There's a swing and a miss. And now the count to Taylor Schilt is looking at two balls and two strikes. So a strikeout away from getting out of here tonight. 2-2 the count to Taylor Schilt. Brady Staten working from the stretch. There goes the runner at first base. The ball is going to be popped up. First base side coming over near the seats, and it's in the seats. Paget Eben coming over near the fence here for Hastings, but ball is just over the chain link fence. So Pleasantdale is still alive here in the seventh inning. With a win tonight, Hastings would go to 19-12 on the season as they play in a very tough Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend in Lincoln. Hastings still battling for a better seed in the area tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. Here's a 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now the throw down to second base, and mishandling the ball is the second baseman, Merrill, on his feet and heading toward at third base is going to be Menzik, and he is in there at third. The throw was right on the money there by Brooks Asher, but the ball goes bouncing out of the glove of Zach Merrill down at the bag at the second base. So that's going to be an error chalked up on the Hastings defense. Allows the runner to go to third. Now here's the pitch. It's hit on the ground toward third. Mason Spillink has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time, and the ball game is over. Taylor Schilt is retiring the play from third to first. So Hastings 5 points back, wins the ball game tonight by a score of 8-0 over Pleasantdale. Pleasantdale here in the seventh inning of play, they score no runs on no hits, two errors on Hastings, and one man left on base. So Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 8-0 over Pleasantdale. Hastings now 19-12 in the season. Pleasantdale drops to 9 wins and 10 losses. Again, Hastings wins it over Pleasantdale tonight, 8-0. Back with a player of the game right after this.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by your first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings Five Points Bank wins it here tonight over Pleasantdale by a score of 8-0. Final numbers of the ball game: Pleasantdale, no runs, just two base hits, one error. They leave two men on the base pads. Check that, four men left on base for Pleasantdale in the ballgame. So no runs, two hits, one error, and they leave four. Hastings with eight runs, nine hits. They committed four errors tonight. They leave six men on base. Winning pitcher Alex Mendoza is now 3-1 on the season for Hastings. He goes four innings tonight, gives up no runs, one hit, three strikeouts, no walks. Ryan Kern, he went two innings tonight. No runs, one hit, one strikeout, no walks. Brady Staten pitched the seventh. Gave up no runs, no hits, one strikeout, and no walks. Cody Burkhart, the losing pitcher for Pleasantdale, he gives up eight runs, nine hits, two strikeouts, no walks, and one hit batter. So Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 8-0 over Pleasantdale. They're now 19-12 in the season. They will play a couple of ball games in the Mike Peterson tournament Thursday. They'll have two more games on Friday. They'll have Saturday off and then finish off the tournament with a single game on Sunday. They've got another home encounter coming up next week against the Seward. That'll be a Wednesday ball game right back here at Duncan Field. Again, Hastings wins it over Pleasantdale 8-0. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
Get Hastings wins it tonight over Pleasantdale in American Legion Baseball. The final score of 8-0. Hastings now improving at 19-12 in the season. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. All three pitchers we saw tonight, very good for Hastings. Alex Mendoza, Ryan Kern, Brady Staten. Offensively, Hastings getting four base hits tonight out of Brock Greer. Three base hits for John Blazer. Also coming up with hits for Hastings, Jamison Cockrell, he had one tonight. Zach Merrill, he had a base hit. And also Ryan Kern, he had a base hit tonight for Hastings. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
First of all, offensively tonight for Hastings, Brock Dreher out of the leadoff position. He was 4-for-4 in the ball game tonight. Had a couple of doubles, a couple of singles. He scored 2 runs for Hastings offensively. So Brock Dreher wins the Player of the Game award tonight. And then we'll throw in Alex Mendoza, who is a starting pitcher for Hastings. He's down 3-1. He picks up the win. He went 4 innings, gave up 0 runs, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts, and no walks. So Alex Mendoza and Brock Dreher are players of the game tonight as Hastings knocks off Pleasantdale by a score of 8-0. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Legion Baseball.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the coach's postgame show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Hot deals mean sweet dreams from Furniture Direct. Now through July 7th, you'll find hot deals on cool mattresses. Queen sets start at only $249. Our Beautyrest queen sets are as low as $599. Choose the mattress set that you really want and then take up to 48 months with no interest financing with approved credit. Hurry in during the hot deals through July 7th, only at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings. It's time now for the Coach's Postgame Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
So Hastings 5 Points Bank picks up a win here tonight over Pleasantdale, winning by a score of 8-0 as Hastings head coach Russ Kendig joins us in the postgame. And Coach, a very good baseball game. I thought tonight, out of your guys, all around, maybe one of the better games we've seen in a while.
Yeah, we were pretty clean for the most part. We got to clean up a little bit on the infield there. Sam doesn't have 2 errors very often, and they, thank God, didn't come back and hurt us. But outfield play was great. At-bats were, you know, as happy as we could be. We were good on the bases, and pitching was great again, too. So,
talk about the defense. You guys commit 4 errors, but I'll tell you what, for every error we had a great play here and there throughout this ball game tonight.
Yeah, I agree. You know, our outfield's been great. We've talked about having a couple guys out there that really can probably play center field, and they cover a lot of ground, and you know, right now, Ryan Curtin's been struggling a little bit, so we've got Zach Merrill out at second base just because of his bat, and he's kind of learning on the fly, so we're happy with the team.
Pitching-wise tonight, so all 3 guys we saw pretty solid. Mendoza went the first 4 innings. We saw Ryan Curtin out there for a couple of innings. We saw Brady State in the final inning. All 3 guys, I thought, pitched well for you tonight.
Yep, Alex Mendoza's been great all year. You know, he's kind of been thrust into a starting position or a starting rotation spot for us, and you know, he's just going to do whatever the team's asking him to do, and you know, he's a great teammate in that regard. Ryan Kern loses a spot at second base, comes in, and we're going to need him out of the pen. Came in, threw a bunch of strikes for us, and then Brady Staten's a guy in the rotation that isn't thrown till Sunday, so he's going to be asked to throw out of the bullpen a little bit, and did a great job too.
We've talked about this a couple of times throughout the season. Pitching staff-wise, we are setting up pretty good when the area tournament rolls around, and we go to 9-inning ball games. We're going to need those guys to get to maybe 2 and 3 innings as this game unfolds in the area tournament. So pitching-wise, we're setting up pretty well there.
I think we're really happy with that. You know, we got 6 guys in our rotation that we're happy that we'll throw out there any day, and then you add a guy like Ryan Kern, gets us to 7, which is that enough? We sure hope so. We could throw Braden Valentine as an 8th guy, too, that throws a bunch of strikes. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. First pitch strikes, 1-1, we got to be good in the 1-1 count. You know, getting that to 1-2 is a big count. And you know, our defense is great. So if you're not throwing strikes, they can't help you.
Hastings and Pleasantdale, they were scoreless for the first two innings tonight. Then he came to bat in the bottom of the third and laid down a couple of bunts, kind of played small ball there in the third inning and really forced the action there.
Yeah, you know, we're as happy as we can be with the top of our order. That 1-2 with Cockrell and Drew, we got two leadoff guys there. You know, they're great on defense. You know, I don't know what we would do without those guys. And then Panganiban and Mason Spilnick, kind of the most unorthodox cleanup hitter, not your prototypical cleanup hitter, but he's come in and he puts the ball in play a lot. And, you know, we're happy that lineup's really starting to shake out the way we thought it might.
Brock Drury on the number one position tonight with four base hits. He was 4-for-4 at that spot.
That's great. You know, in that last at bat, I think he saw 8 or 9 pitches. So he's not a guy that goes up and swings at a lot of first pitches. He works the count really well. You know, he can bunt the ball. He goes to the right side. Jameson Cockrell, the same way, he comes up, works the count. So they're starting to buy in a little bit from what Coach Asher and Coach Reimer and I have been preaching all year. And, you know, the sky's the limit with these guys.
And John Blazer out of the number five position tonight. He had a couple of doubles right off the bat in the second and the third innings. He drove home a couple of runs, had a triple in the sixth inning. So he had three base hits as well and scored a run.
Yeah, there's another guy. You know, he's got a great swing. We got to keep him in the lineup right now. He'll go in left field when we need him to, but he's probably our DH kind of guy right now. And, you know, we got to find a spot for him in the lineup. He deserves it.
So Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 8-0 over Pleasantdale. And now you have tomorrow night off. We'll now play at Grand Island 5 points to get ready for a very tough Mike Peterson tournament coming up this weekend. Traditionally, maybe one of the toughest American Legion baseball tournaments we see all season long.
Yeah, it's a good one. We're excited to go up there, get Papio South in, Lincoln Southeast. We got rained out. We'll get another chance against them. You know, tomorrow night might have been a blessing not having that game. We didn't know we'd be playing on a Thursday, but that's going to be a tough weekend. We're up to the challenge. We got our pitching staff set up the way we want to, and hopefully we can come out, and it's going to be big. We got to win some baseball games to stay ahead in our area. We're sitting in the 3 seed right now. We'll turn in our records on the 7th when we get done with that tournament. So, you know, we want to win games, and they really do count right now.
Okay, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Yep, Russ Kindig, the head coach for Hastings, 5 points. Again, Hastings improves to 19-12 now in the season with a victory over Pleasantdale tonight. They win by the score of 8-0. Take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
So Hastings wins it 8-0. Hastings officially with 8 runs and 10 base hits tonight. They commit 4 errors and leave 6. Pleasantdale, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. They commit 4 errors or leave 4 men on base with 1 error and 2 base hits. Cody Burkhart, the losing pitcher. Alex Mendoza, the winner for Hastings. Hastings 19-12 in the season. They'll play in the Mike Peterson tournament in Lincoln coming up this weekend. That'll do it tonight from Duncan Field and Hastings. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for American Legion baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.